Wait. Is everything working? Is our microphones coming through
it
correctly?
It seems to be as such. We're doing
Oh, wow. I'm behind the controlling deck. We're rolling. And I see the time going. This is cool.
And wait, yours is coming in hot, it looks like.
Oh, check. 1, 2, 3.
You're busting out the tops and bottoms.
Are you sure?
Nah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
If anything, I think people will like it. Oh my God, Eric. Is that what I think it is?
Let's just say this is going to be a super powered conversation.
Eric is doing the no chew zen.
Mm-hmm. Chewable zins.
You know what that makes me think, man?
What? Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Joy Tactics, everybody. Today we're talking about medication. Fuck Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Fuck the whole government. Fuck everything, man.
Fuck the FDA. Fuck.
FCC won't let me be.
Mm-hmm. Fuck ICE. Fuck.
That's right.
What's some more?
Fuck FBI. WAR.
Love, H-A-T-E. But I love WME.
I love WNBA. WME.
WMECAAUTA. What's the best one?
The best one is the one that I'm with, man.
That's right. Well, yeah, that's right. Which one is that? The best one is the one that whatever.
Oh, like, that's the.
I see what you're saying. Well, one chooses me, yeah, that's the best one because they have the best taste. What are you sipping on, man?
Today we're sipping on a fresh taste of Canada Dry. Since 2000, oh no, Jesus, since 1904, they've been making this thing. Okay,
That's a lovely, lovely can.
It is. It has these shapes. Let's really fucking think about this for one moment, just to divert from medication. Okay. So. Okay. Cans are fucking boring, right? Design is dead. Everybody thinks that. Meanwhile, nobody's respecting the Canada Dry can with rivers flowing around of mystical patternry. Yeah. It's got a crown with a sign on it.
What is that, a shield?
It's a sign. It's like a Route 66 like highway sign.
But
right?
Doesn't that look like sort of a medieval shield that a soldier would hold?
Be careful, man. Don't speak too quickly. Not closely, but I don't know what to say.
Yeah, right. Shout out Canada. But how much sodium's up in that thing?
In this? This is water, Eric. How much sodium is it?
But check. See if there's sodium.
Nothing. No, it's zero. Zero everything.
Zero.
What do you mean sodium?
Because what the hell is this? Is that sometimes the seltzer water will have some salt in there.
Are you getting ionically charged like alkaline water? Like volcanic?
No, this is in like the Goodfellow brand, you know, like Target generic seltzer sometimes will have salt, bro. And I don't even eat salt.
Damn. Well, you drink it. Fess up. If you're putting salt in the bubbling water.
Speak up now.
Fess up. Stop trying to hide it like everybody. Mm.
I feel like, because there's probably a Walter White of seltzer making out there who's like knows the exact right bubble ratio to water ratio. And there's some probably idiot Jesse Pinkman who's putting salt in there.
You know, the first ever draft of bubbling water was one fat ass bubble in that shit, and everybody laughed them out of the room.
The fat bubble water?
The one bubble, singular bubble, carbonate water.
Once we unlock low calorie bubble tea, it already exists. I'm just too tempted by the milky style every time I go in.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like there, you can get green tea bubble tea, black tea bubble tea with the calories just being the bubbles, but I'm always tempted by the milk.
It's begging to be protein. You know what I'm saying?
Protein bubble tea?
It's begging to be high protein, yeah.
I bet you that if they don't make it, Julio, erase this from the episode and we have some thinking to do, some recipe writing to do.
You know what I've been meaning to say
what,
a
man?
Lot more?
I love you.
Mm, Not ready for that. Not ready for that.
All right. What?
Well, I've been meaning to say this more. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Wow.
When's the last time somebody said that to you?
Church, playing sardines at church.
Somebody opens the door, closet on you and you're in there. Well.
Those are the first times I ever kind of made out with someone, got a bit handsy, was planting sardines at church. And by the way, I wasn't driving this. There was a girl that was driving this.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know if we should do this. And she was like, trust me, try it. And yeah.
Eric, are you a dom or a sub?
Sub.
True. Same. Easy. Next question.
Actually, though, I'm definitely a sub, bro. If I had to really think about it, yeah, I'm sub.
Are you right? A platonic
you
sub?
You are too. Nate's the only one that could be a dom, and he would get carried away. Just put it that way.
I think there's got to be a different word, because I don't think I just watched a fucking attitude to be a sub, though. I got too much of a fucking attitude.
I just watched a Instagram that was exactly about this. The person was like, someone was interviewing a guy, like clearly a dom at like a porn awards thing. And she's like, so are you a dom? And he was like, no, I don't use that word. I'm an educational. Bondage educator. He's like wearing
dom.
Ankle length kilt, leather top.
At a certain point, is it not a kilt at a certain length?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, because the kilts go low, and it depends on your leg height.
I'd say the most dom thing you can do is somebody asks, they say, you're a dom, I can tell, and you say, you're not allowed to call me that. I'm an educational therapist through
chains. Chain therapist. Sexual chain therapist.
It's criminal to have this discussion without Nate here, huh?
I know. I miss him, man. Just to everybody listening, this isn't temporary. This is semi-permanent, just a duo podcast.
Yeah. Nate was put into...
Nate auditioned for the Jabberwockies, got in. The Jabberwockies. I always drop it thinking people are going to laugh at just hearing the name, and no one ever thinks it's as funny as I do.
Isn't that those things, man? That's like what I was saying with the Joey Chestnut, trying to do a joke about how I look like Joey Chestnut.
That name has significance for you, but it doesn't carry the same weight for others.
No, people who I would think that I identify with on a historical level.
Right, but But so we've done a duo episode before. I wonder what we talked about then.
I don't know. There's no way to know. Once we have ChatGPT in our brains, things like this will be way more smooth.
Totally.
Can you make
someone
it more
posted
smooth?
On the subreddit, they posted that one of us should get a Ninja Creamy. Well, man. Look at those appliances over there. One of those is a Ninja Creamy, bro.
Whoa. Oh, I was there when you got that, wasn't I?
Yeah. Did you try the Ninja Creamy?
You know what? I did. It was so fucking good.
Dude. I'm still learning from Layla, who's kind of taking over the master chef role with that appliance. We each kind of are masters of different appliances in the house. She's taking Ninja Creamy. But bro, you could listen. I watched a TikTok. You can get Fairway protein chocolate milk.
Okay.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Pour that up into a container that they use for the Ninja Creamy. Put that in the freezer for 12 hours. Then pop it in the Ninja Creamy. All of a sudden, you have protein chocolate ice cream, bro. Yeah, keep that playing for a second. Damn. I wish we had the controls.
Man, I really...
Or we should get Julio some DJ classes.
Yeah. I mean, wait.
But he might have a natural talent. He might not need classes.
Yeah. That, it's harder to make that cue come in at the right time than I thought. Like, I thought you were going to get to this big, cool climax about the chocolate ice cream, and then I was going to come in, fuck Donald Trump, but it kind of just...
Damn. They need to start using that in political ads and pay the FCC fees for using the F word.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
My family and I are really, we've been really affected by Trump's big, disgusting, beautiful bill, and now we're struggling pretty bad. Oh, I thought you were going to play Fuck Donald Trump, but that's, what is that?
This is something a little softer, a little more emotional. Oh, dude, that's a good idea. Hey, I miss you. I miss you. This is the Lost theme song, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It literally would not take that much for me to start crying just listening to this.
Desmond.
Dad?
Walt!
Desmond! Damn, piano can make me emotional so fast, bro.
Sorry.
Whew, yeah, take that away from me right now. It's the last thing I need.
Would you like to hear what else that I downloaded, or should I surprise you more later on?
Well, I just want to hear some more sounds, honestly.
All right, how about this?
Damn, imagine.
You just got LASIK.
I was imagining more like there's a time travel exists, right? And then we send a bunch of soldiers back in time, but it fucks up and it just sends their guns. And so then there's a shepherd who finds all these guns buried in a field, you know, but he's from the year 1000. Mm-hmm. And the shepherd then becomes a fucking warlord because he has new weaponry.
Damn.
Go ahead.
Well, it's funny thinking about, I wonder if this has been done where somebody builds a time travel machine and then when they get in it, it can't take like organic matter.
Yeah.
And so they're just butt ass naked, buck naked.
I bet that has happened in something.
I'm imagining that's happened in a couple of different shows.
Well, I've said it before, I'll say it again. There's not enough time travel content out there. There's About Time. You know, Donald's in that great movie, About Time. Have you seen that?
No. Is that new?
No, that's older.
It sounds familiar.
That is a tear. Speaking of tear jerkery, that one makes me fucking cry, bro.
Can you jerk your tears for me? Man, I miss Nate.
I miss Nate too, like, man. That. He adds so much to this shit. Okay, medicine. Medicine. Yeah.
Medicinal.
Now, how many medicines do you think you've taken in your whole life?
Different brand? Take it back a second. Different brands or different individual pills or different substances? Let's just start from the beginning. Let's go chronological. Just
all encompassing. Yeah.
Okay. So age one, are we talking pills or are we talking vaccinations?
I mean, let's hit it all. I'm serious. We have time. All
right. Meningococcal meningitis two.
When's the last time you got a vaccination?
Can I plead the fifth?
when's the last time you got a COVID shot?
That I was just thinking the boosters have kind of fell off, huh?
Right. They fell off heavily.
Yeah. I haven't had a booster in a minute. I want one.
I got one with my flu shot last year on the universal lot. They ripped them out. And I'm pro-vax, by the way. I'm so pro-vaccination that it would make your head fucking spin.
Yeah.
Okay, to all the haters out there who doubt my trust in science. However, I got the flu shot, no problem. And then they're loading up the COVID shot, and I did for a second think like, you know what I mean? I got it, and I was, you know, beating down people's doors to go get it as well. But yeah. I did think, ooh.
Yeah, they kinda, some of that talking definitely was going around, and
I'm more less afraid of evil scientists trying to dumb us down with chemicals in the vaccines. I'm more afraid of air being in the syringe.
Oh, is that right?
Because you know, one molecule of air in the syringe will kill you.
So what if you isn't air automatically in it?
No,
because it's scooping air.
I don't know.
Or it's pressurized cabin.
I don't know. We'd have to get a microscope to figure out what's going on in there, but
that's fucked up.
Trying to think. When I was a kid, I was getting shots left and fucking right. It was like every two weeks God. They were shooting my ass up. What do you, and I, you know, you don't even know as a kid.
Tetanus. Mm-hmm. That was the big one everybody hated. But I'll tell you what, I'm not trying to sound brave, but I got a tetanus shot not that long ago.
For what?
Because they told me to, and it didn't fucking hurt at all.
No pain?
It made me feel no pain. And I walked out of there and I was like, this is hilarious that you guys are all afraid of this.
Oh, and I'm not. We're fucking shot. I don't want this to be about vaccines.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm looking at the shots that you get that they recommend for children. At birth, immediately, they're giving you a hepatitis B vaccine and respiratory syncytial RSV virus, RSV vaccine.
Good.
How would you pronounce this? S-Y-N-C-Y-T-I-A-L.
Syncytial?
Syncytial.
Syncytical.
Syncytic, yeah, something like that. That's RSV. You're also getting DTaP, HIV vaccine, hepatitis B, IPV, PCV, rotavirus. Diphtheria.
At a certain point, how much room do you have in your body for all these liquids? As a baby, especially.
Babies only have how much blood? Half a liter? A gallon of milk worth of blood?
How much does a human adult have? 5 liters?
Is it only 5 liters in openness?
I don't know. I'm just going to go off of that. So if I'm 5 liters at whatever, 200 pounds flat and no more, no matter what anyone says, if I divide that by being 10 pounds. So let me think about it. So that's 10th, one half of a liter of blood, if my math is correct.
Wow. So you were dead on about 5 liters in the average adult body. How much, what list is this going to get me on? How much blood in an infant?
That's going to get you invited to some amazing parties at the Met Gala. You know, infant blood that's for the elite of the elite. That's the Harvard Lampoon of biological fluid.
Damn. A newborn, it's legit about half a liter. I'm serious, bro.
Wait,
I got the half liter. That's what
I was gonna say?
Then you agreed, and then you said adults have 5 liters.
But then I found my math. All right, well, so what's cool is that we both intuited our way into the amount of blood in a baby.
Get us in medicine now, bro.
They're keeping us out. It's so fucking funny. I'm looking at how crazy is this? Every time you meet somebody who went to Harvard, every time you meet somebody who went to Yale, every time you meet somebody who went to wherever, I feel smarter than them.
Well, they're shackled by the pressure from teachers and professors, where we freed ourselves and we just get to freely absorb information and think intuitively.
Well, let me put it to you this way. People look at the school system as if this is society casting a net. We're trying to find the doctors. We're trying to find the lawyers because those are the useful ones of society.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe what they're really doing is they're trying to weed out who the threats of society are, the threats to the status quo, the threats to the system, the threats to the new world order, and keep them away from resources. Okay? Because if we had access to the libraries, if we had access to the lab equipment,
access.
Bro, if we from ages 18 to 21 were able to hear what they were talking about in chemistry, biology, all these places. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they don't want us to be in positions of leadership at these corporations either.
Why do you think I was waitlisted at so many colleges?
Because they were on the fence. They couldn't tell yet. Are you going to fall in line?
Well, they didn't want me to get suspicious. They wanted me to keep my hopes up to a certain level, not get suspicious of them controlling my brain.
How peculiar.
How peculiar. All right. So vaccines. By the way,
all right.
There's some vaccines. Every vaccine. For the most part, I think. Thank fucking... You don't want polio, bro.
No.
You don't want tuberculosis.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the last things that you want.
Think of it this way. For those of you who are thinking, I don't know, bro. I might want fucking polio. Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? What I'd say is, how much does it suck even when you like swallow something and it kind of hurts on the way down.
Mm-hmm. Like a chit.
Like a chit. Tortilla chip. Or getting a cold. These things, you know, can make life not worthwhile.
Let me ask you this. When's the last time you were so sick that you got scared?
Probably.
Like, oh, no.
Probably on our trip to the UK.
And I was trying to make you drink beer. Hey, man, live it up a little bit. Have a little ale.
Yeah, probably then.
Well, God, well, you kept it pretty composed.
But I wasn't that sick. I think I was just, it was more scary, like being sick and not knowing where, like being lost in the woods at the same time.
I will say, great place to get sick, I bet, because they got the NHS over there.
I don't know, because I got my fucking ears full of wax and I went to go to a pharmacy on Sunday and they weren't open.
That's when you use the Sonicare.
that's when I used a water pick for your teeth. And it worked.
If you had lacerated your eardrum, what would we have done?
Just end it. I can't handle ear pain. So, end it.
You know what I love about doctors? I love going into the doctor and just feeling taken care of. This is like the ASMR I listen to is all doctor based. Mm. When they're looking at you and they're touching you and you just feel like, you know, hopefully this doctor knows what they're talking about and I'm in good hands.
Would you do an impression? Do you have a doctor, Eric?
Yeah.
Would you do an impression of them?
Just got the ZocDoc going.
Okay, nice.
Well, I haven't seen him yet, but... Okay. It's mostly been urgent cares.
All right, we're going to get you a primary care physician.
Oh, dude, trust me. The PCP... I mean, PCP. Primary care.
Primary care. Yeah, that's right.
Provider.
Primary care physician. Yeah, PCP. Damn, PCP that is.
Mm-hmm.
You down with PCP? Which one? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now tell me, what were you asking me?
Let's see. Oh, well.
How do I want my doctor to speak to me?
Well, I was going to ask you, basically, all right, let me flip the script. I'm going to do an impression of my primary care physician.
Okay.
I want you to come in. You're here for your annual checkup.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Ready?
Yeah, this might actually help me feel better about going. Okay.
And this is going to give you a glimpse into what my doctor is like also.
All right.
Hi,
Dr. B.
Wait, You're sitting in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's been about 25 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Eric Rahill, how are you? Good to see you again.
Good. How are you?
Any issues coming up recently? How's your weight?
Weight is
something. Like I see it on the chart right here. Okay. Anything else? Anything bothering you?
Honestly, not really.
Okay, great. All right. So then I'll see you in a year and I'm going to just have the people come in and we'll see how your blood work goes. All right. So yeah, sounds great. Sounds good.
Do you know what a cranial nerve exam is?
Are you asking me or are you asking the doctor character?
I'm asking you and then we can, okay. So you showed me what a typical overworked American doctor is like, right? In and out. No bedside manner, right?
They did say that when I was sick.
They said what?
They said they were understaffed and overworked when I was there.
Jesus Christ.
And I thought,
Jesus.
God help us. We need this.
So if these ASMR videos that I've watched, my favorite ASMR videos are unintentional, and a lot of them are kind of instructional videos. Okay, on how to do different exams on patients. This is what makes me feel the most relaxed. And so the best one I'm going to pull it up right now. And I think you're going to love it. It's one of the most famous ASMR videos. Okay.
Okay.
And this is how I would like every doctor to be. Okay. Dr. James Kelly. He's doing a cranial nerve test on Pat LaFontaine, who was a,
do today is just a cranial nerve examination, and I'll start up at the top and move down in terms of reflexes and strength and coordination. So the first thing I want you to do, first of all, is just square yourself off, knees back on the edge of the table, back front. So your legs are dangling. Okay, good. Nice and square all the way so that you're looking straight at my nose. What I want you to do is just point with your hands to the fingers that you see wiggle, but keep staring at my nose.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm immediately calmed down just listening to that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's the coffee breath, the 5 o'clock shadow.
Well, are you kidding me? That's one of the most, this is like the most memed ASMR video of all time, where he gets really close, really at one point, and he goes, "Apologies for my sandwich breath," because he's just had lunch.
I don't like that.
I know, but I almost do like it. You know what I mean? If you got a doctor look at really checking you out, but I think that this is what the celebrity doctors are like. I think you can pay high premiums to have that old timey doctor feel. Mm. Do you know about
what's
this?
That called?
It's the, called, Connor was telling me about it. There's something
concierge,
called.
Concierge, right?
Yes. Concierge.
How does that work?
I think you pay like a subscription fee to get like a good doctor always on board. Bro, let's do it.
You can't buy them one time and then one time payment you have forever.
Yeah, maybe you can barter up top. I'll give you, you know, $2 million to give me a cranial nerve exam every Tuesday for the rest of my life. What's the most common medicine that you take? Wait, I think
food.
Food, I guess. Yeah.
Air.
Right. But in pill form.
In pill form. Well, sertraline. That's my most common.
Now, what is that? A depression regulator.
Sertraline. I take 600 milligrams a day. This is, obviously I'm kidding, that would be quite high.
What do you take? What's the dosage?
100, 150, 100? I can't remember.
And now, did you try different, some different sets of it? Like, did you try a different one and then you arrived on sertraline and you're like, this is the one for me?
No, I mean, actually, yeah, but I can't remember. I think I was pretty, I was probably like 23 or something when I tried that, and I was like, I'm afraid to switch. Everybody's like, hey, maybe you should try a different one. I'm like,
you're,
I don't think I want to switch it.
You're brand loyal.
Well, that's what I am, dude. When the second I walked up in the psychiatrist, they went, you know, it's like when you get assigned your Pokemon. You know what I'm saying? That is what it is. Right. You might not want to be fucking stuck with Pikachu, but you're going to have to figure it out.
But train it up. You know,
train it up and
use
don't
it
switch.
Wisely.
Put in the work.
Hmm.
But you're kind of, you haven't been, since you've entered the workforce, have you been on SSRIs?
No, but I was, you know this story, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners do, but when I was in high school, I kind of went on a medicine style bender.
Yeah.
To where, you're not doing so good in school, but we could tell you have natural high intelligence, and you're easily distracted by things on the computer and you know, people being afraid that people are mad at you all the time. So why don't we put you on? I went to literally about an 85-year-old psychiatrist who was like an early Ritalin patient, and he was like a evangelist essentially for like stimulant ADHD medication. And he was like, "We're gonna put your ass on Vyvanse." And then I started taking Vyvanse my senior year of high school, lost about 30 pounds. Yep. You know the story by heart probably, but I'll just tell everybody. Lost about 30 pounds, was looking amazing. I kind of lost all humor. I became very serious. I started getting the lead roles in the plays. Girls started like, it was like limitless in my life. Then, and I was working out, I was like on the recumbent bike at the gym, reading like classical literature every morning, writing down my thoughts, biking as fast as I could, sweating so crazy. I was like brewing pots of, I was cold brewing big vats of green tea and chugging green tea all day, talking really fast to my parents about shit. And they let me keep upping the dosage. They were like, "You tell us where you feel comfortable." Cause I kept going back and I lost weight. And my mom was concerned and the doctor was like, "He looks good to me. Do you want to do some more?" So I think I went up to like, I don't know if this is high, but it was for me because I was like 130 pounds. I was on like 60, maybe 80 milligrams of Vyvanse.
Yeah, that's light. Crazy.
It was like destroying me. And then I started having these life ending panic attacks to where I was like, I saw Avatar, I had to leave Avatar because I thought I had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Thought I was having a heart attack on a bike, went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Went back to the psychiatrist.
Too close to the sun.
I did. And he's like, it can't be the stimulants. It's probably just the underlying anxiety disorder. So he gave me Xanax, Lexapro, Ambien, because I couldn't sleep either. So then for about 2 years of my life, I was like medicated like crazy. And then I went cold turkey. And that since then, my life has been fucking good. So
that's the lesson, y'all.
That's the medicine is evil, except for ibuprofen.
Vaccines are good. Pills. The jury's still out on that stuff.
Peels? Peels? What about statins? Do you know what a statin is?
A statin? That's for your cholesterol?
I think it's for blood pressure.
Oh, for blood. That's right. That's for blood pressure.
Should we get statins?
Let's just like from a drug dealer?
Go to Mexico City, stock up on a bunch of statins, give it to probably a lot of our listenership has at least mildly high blood pressure. How could you not? What's going on in the world?
I couldn't agree more. And it's given me a good idea because where there is a hole in the market, we shall fill. And so what I'm seeing right now is with the healthcare, everybody's having a hard time. I can't get pills. I can't get this. I can't get that. It's naturally, just as it was during Prohibition, where everybody's opening these bars, a very natural field is opening for, I mean, look at Hims, look at Keeps, look at fucking all these people selling dick pills, and then they move into SSRIs, and then they move into whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, they move into, like, I don't know, glasses. I guess that's probably a step backwards. But Oxy. Or what are the big ticket items, man? I mean, we could sell some shit.
Don't you think that probably OxyContin feels so fucking good?
Oh, yeah, until it doesn't, until it feels like nothingness for the rest of oblivion.
I think it feels good and the rest of your life falls apart because you're just chasing him. You know, I think I've cracked addiction to that stuff and that's probably why people do it, is because it feels so fucking good.
If it's a bad thing, how come people make such good music about it? Well, OxyContin, Xanax bars, Percocets, and Laurel tabs, Valium, morphine patches, ecstasy, and it's beta, all up for grabs.
Beta blockers in my ass. We should
matcha latte, huh?
I bet we would both feel good on beta blockers.
That's what they say, but I don't get nervous. People say like, oh, I don't, you know, I take it before doing stand up.
Now that's crazy, the opposite, because you want to feel the pulse of the room, bro.
That's what I'm saying. You're doing stand-up. I want the opposite. I want fear. I want it to be as scared as I could be before doing a set. I don't ever want to get to that place.
That's honestly, though, the best I ever do is when I'm scared out of my mind, for the most part. Because there are times when I've been scared out of my mind and it's gone wickedly bad. The SNL.
In reality, I would say being very scared is not a good sign. It's not a good sign for... No, being fluid,
right,
moving with the flow, yeah. But who's to
what's
say?
Your number one painkiller? What, when you got a headache,
a painkiller? I don't really. Sorry about that.
You don't. You're never cracking Tylenols or never cracking ibuprofens.
I don't discriminate between those. Whatever is nearest, I eat that.
Well, but dude.
Yeah.
Listen to me, man. They treat different pains.
How could that be so? Because I don't understand.
Well, these are... Ibuprofen is similar to Aleve. It's an NSAID. Do you know this? NSAID. N-S-A-I-D.
Oh.
Let me look up what that means. NSAID.
NSAID. Remember Saeed from Lost?
Okay. NSAID is an acronym for a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. Okay?
Inflammation.
It's like Advil, Motrin, Aleve, and aspirin. NSAIDs block the COX enzymes, if you were unaware somehow. Hey. they treat a wide range of conditions, including arthritis, menstrual cramps, ladies. And I think Aleve and Motrin are really good for that. Headaches and muscle aches. Now, what is acetaminophen for?
Acetaminophen?
Acetaminophen is the...
It's got to be for the same things.
You would think
inflammation.
So. You would think so. Well, acetaminophen is an anal gesic and analgesic drug to relieve mild or chronic pain or reduce fever. So you can stack, if you're really going through it, you can stack Tylenol and Advil. However, do not stack different NSAIDs. You can't take Aleve and Advil at the same time.
Those are blood thinners.
I think the combination of those two will fuck up your kidneys, maybe even your stomach.
I need those.
Remember when medicine used to taste good as fuck too? Bubblegum style.
The pink, you get the flu and you gotta have that pink serum.
The pink tube.
Yeah.
With the shovel on top. You remember that thing? I don't think that, is that just for children? Is that why I haven't seen it?
Maybe so. Or maybe it was eliminated because it was toxic. And now we find out, oh great, here comes the lawsuit.
Matte pink medicine.
Mm-hmm. The gooey.
So let me ask you this question. You don't take painkillers, but you get a common cold, or so you think.
Okay.
Fuck. I have something big on Saturday. Another premiere to go to. Fuck. I have 3 days to get better. What is your medicine strategy for that? Something like that. A runny nose, a mild fever, mild body aches, and a cough.
I'm going straight to the grocery store. Organic. I'm getting habaneros. I'm getting... This is what I did when we had to do a have we already talked about this on here? The Bon Iver private stand-up show inside of Pete Davidson's bar in New York.
Well, I wasn't there. I couldn't go.
That's right.
So walk me through it.
All right. So Bon Iver, this is during COVID. They're on tour and they want to see a comedy show. But there's one problem. The whole crew is basically on lockdown. So they say, why don't we have a private comedy show so that nobody gets COVID? It'll be for us and for the road crew. You know, everyone will get tested. Yeah. And it was in like the top floor of... Who owns that bar? It's Pete Davidson and like...
Jost.
No. Is it them too?
Pebble Bar?
Yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah, I think that's the... Mm-hmm, I think so.
Wow. Power duo. Staten Island power duo. So basically what was funny about that is, yes, I do believe, I'm pretty sure none of us had COVID, but we were like, Sarah was there too. And we were both sick as fuck. I would say not with COVID, but we were fucking sick for real. And so we were, but we didn't want to say no, 'cause how fun is that? And so I apologize to Mr. Iver. And to everybody else who was there.
Senor Iver?
Si. Mr. Ivermectin? Interesting.
Something we'll talk about shortly.
Yep. Yes. So what did I do then? Obviously, I was popping Sudafed like crazy. Because that's the good one. I hit the zinc. I go zinc crazy, man. I get zinc on zinc on zinc. I get every kind of zinc that you can get.
You're getting the airborne zinc tablets?
Oh, no. I'm getting Coldies. I'm getting one that I can't remember. And then I did do the jalapenos. I was like, I was steaming water because I was trying to decongest. So, Mucinex too. So Sudafed, Mucinex, sugar-free Red Bull, steam, chug that and eat a couple jalapenos raw while you're holding your head over a steaming pot of water.
Damn, to really next cleanse time, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it about that? Like, I'm hearing that right now, and knock on wood, I really can't get sick right now. But there's something nice if you don't have something that serious where when you're a little bit sick.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Just a little tiny bit.
Somehow that's more relaxing than being healthy.
When you're like cartoon sick, like for like an old timey cartoon.
You got blubbering, yeah. Runny nose. You got the Netflix on. You can really focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is something about when you get that. We haven't showered in 3 days.
Yeah.
And you're sweating so crazy. And then you open your laptop and you feel one with whatever you're working on or whatever you're watching.
I know. Once in a while it hits. I haven't been sick in over a year. Probably a year and a half, almost maybe a long time.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
We know people that get sick every 2 damn weeks.
Yeah.
Danny and Kate, I don't want to dox them, but they get sick often. I think because they're working with people all the time.
Yeah, exposure. But
that shit is taking them out, bro. So I'll say this.
Yeah.
You know, people have come recently for DayQuil and NyQuil, saying this is a bunch of junk. You know, there's maybe one or two medicines in here that actually make you feel better, acetaminophen included. But it's a bunch of, you know, it's a hunk of junk in terms of what they put in that shit. It's a bunch of stuff that doesn't work.
And I agree. I'm like,
okay, but there's something when I'm taking a day, when I take the viscous orange shot of DayQuil and I'm feeling sick, I just feel it working in my body. And if I pair that with a Mucinex, yeah.
But where's this? I just got to say, where the fuck is the street science at? And this is what I'm taking it all the way back to, like, street smarts and book smarts. Because what I've noticed with the substances that have not yet been controlled by the pharmaceutical companies, which include cannabis and caffeine and nicotine, when I experiment with my friends on my friends with these types of doses, I'm noticing right away, not everybody has the same reaction to coffee. Not everybody has the same reaction to marijuana. Different doses for different people. So when I'm seeing DayQuil and it says, everybody take this one fucking baby ass cup, whether you're 230 pounds or 108 pounds, soaking wet. Sorry to scream.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't ring correct. Something rings capitalism. Something rings being in the pocket of interest that we couldn't fathom.
Well, I think you're hitting on something pretty interesting, which is the snowflake qualities of individuals' biomechanical machinations.
Oh, you mean snowflake in the way of individuality.
Exactly. Not weak.
Right.
But just different.
That's right.
And that's why I'm saying, you know, that they're mapping the human genome. You can map the human genome like fucking that now.
It's been mapped. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's been mapped, but I'm talking about individual.
Oh, mapping the individual chromatic sequence. Yeah, sure.
Easily, quite quickly.
XXYY.
Yeah.
ABC. So,
let me get, I volunteer as tribute, Hunger Games style. Let me get my shit mapped. Let me use one of these damn, you know, if AI is going to be around, let's use it for fucking good and make medicines that are Eric Rahill TM trademarked Tylenols and Advils that are dialed right into what I need.
So how about this?
Okay.
This is going to bring in Fahrenheit 451 type of situation.
Please, I like to hear references like that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. I might be wrong. Maybe I'm thinking 1984 or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Okay. You're born. And when you're born, your genome gets fucking mapped hard.
Uh-huh.
And it tells you right away, this is this motherfucker's favorite pizza. This is going to be your favorite flavor of salami. This is going to be what type of college you should go to. This is going to be the areas which you are going to thrive. This baby is going to thrive at wrestling. This baby is going to thrive at fucking motocross, but then he's going to
shut it hurt all. Somebody. You know, actually, I'm hearing this. Shut it down now.
Okay.
I don't like the thought of this.
So there's a point at which knowledge starts to encroach on freedom.
It does.
On free will, on romantic discovery of human suffering.
I don't, this is too heavy to bring up on this podcast.
Let's try it. I don't know.
Okay. They've just figured out a way to like edit certain chromosomes, right? But not in like living bodies yet, but I forget exactly how they're doing this, but they figured out how to, quote unquote, fix like the what causes Down syndrome, right?
I thought you might be going there.
And I'm thinking, it's just so complex. You know what I mean?
You're talking about a moral now.
It's so tricky where I'm like, what do you just get rid of everyone that's You know what I mean?
Has an eccentricity or doesn't fit into the mold. Different.
Right. Where are we headed?
Well, we're headed to conformity at the price of authenticity and at the price ingenuity and at the price of discovery.
We're becoming homogenized.
We're becoming suppressed, and it's obvious.
Yeah. Well, this ties back into my theory that we need more busted people in front of the camera. Okay.
Hello. Why do you think American Idol? William Hung. Everybody knows William Hung more than they know Sanjaya Hudson.
Senor Hung. By the way, I just saw David Archuleta on Very Delta.
What's up?
David Archuleta.
I know him.
Remember him?
What's Very Delta?
That she's an amazing drag queen.
Is this the name of their show?
Very Delta has a YouTube show where she has an amazing segment called Go Off Delta.
Oh, dude, now that you say it,
yeah,
I knew that. I knew all of that.
So, yeah, sorry to trip you up.
Don't even bother explaining
modern references. But
cultural.
Wait, why did I bring this? Oh, because you brought up American Idol. Anyway, shout out David Archuleta. That's all I was going to say.
Shout out David Archuleta, but also step back because David Cook still takes the crown.
How many people from American Idol have left us, do you think? What are some major contestants that are no longer with us?
Something pretty dark came to mind, so I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Because I'll tell you, Layla and I are watching a lot of Amazing Race, Survivor, and we're starting with the early seasons. And so sometimes you'll go back and be like, where are they now? And it's just a lot of people are gone.
Most.
Oh, most people that ever existed are gone?
Are gone.
And could they have been saved with medicine, or does medicine fuck up the natural process? And at what point does medicine interfere with God's will for man?
And can we be so egotistical to just presume that anything we invent would remove us? Or is medicine not just the lily pad formation with which we craft atoms? You see what I'm saying?
Bro, and I'll tell you this, they just got some pictures of atoms. They just got a picture of some atoms, bro.
We're fucked.
Well, yeah, they didn't want to be seen.
We got pictures of atoms?
Mm-hmm.
Well, dude, I guess I have nothing left to do. I'm getting a one-way ticket to the Large Hadron Collider, and I'm putting my nuts in it.
Want to see that shit?
Of course I want to see an atom. Before I go, let me see one. Which one is it, by the way? Atoms. Is it going to be hydrogen? Hello? Ooh, I always wondered what beryllium was going to look like.
No, get it away!
No, that's one atom. Nah, that's a bunch.
I mean, that's many atoms. Damn, that's we don't know fucking shit. We don't know anything.
I don't want to know.
Do you know what I mean? I see that and I'm like, what is going on? What do you know what I mean? Do you feel this, Jack, often? What is happening? Where are we? What is all of this, bro?
I don't really think about shit like that.
You need to, bro. We all need to be thinking about this more.
Cool, man. I just think about like dinner. I don't know. Yeah. What's my foot? Well,
I did have some good fucking pad thai last night.
See, you're back. Just like that. You're back.
I've been about, you know, 2 for 100 on pad thais. You get pad thai going, I'll get some easy pad thai. Sour, listen, nasty, not made well. The shit I had last night,
ooh,
you would have loved it, bro.
Oh, yeah, nice. It's crazy how pad thai can be so... I always wondered how could pad thai be so variant, and it's... the pad thai, it could be very good or very bad.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. No, but it is curious. I think if I'd never met another person in my entire life, I'd be much more comfortable with the idea of returning to oblivion.
If you were like, you're talking about like when Squidward goes too far back in time and he ends up in the white space.
Yeah, that's where I was this whole time.
Yeah.
But,
right.
I don't know.
But if you were in there the whole, like if you put a baby, never got to meet its mommy, or dad, daddy. Didn't meet any cousins or teachers or friends. You put a baby in the white space and just fed it through molecule, you know, intravenous mm-hmm. molecules and food. Mm-hmm. How would that baby perceive the white space? What would it, how would it, you know, how would it be thinking? You know, because our thoughts are informed by the structures of language that we have, right. the cultural structures, social structures. The shackles. Shackles, the need for food, the drive for food. But if you could put a baby just, if you had it just right. chilling.
Well, that's kind of what a baby is when I'm looking at, I'm chilling with some babies right now and I'm looking at these fools and I'm like, they are constantly thinking and they're constantly acting on those thoughts and reactions, but it's not, but they can't tap into any, like, it's not language that's going on. It's just like, you know, kind of like, following these urges and auras.
Right.
So what the fuck is that then? At a certain point, what the fuck is that?
Right. I don't know.
Enough.
There's much this, we don't know.
All right. One wish. George Carlin back to life now.
To explain all this shit.
Please. Make it make sense, man. We don't have anybody. We have Joe Rogan out there fucking Damn. Tricked us.
Imagine I'm trying to imagine the Holy Trinity of people to explain how things really work to us. Mm-hmm. If you had George Carlin, mm-hmm. John Stewart, you die, mm-hmm. right? White Tunnel. Who's in brown cloaks over there? It's John Stewart. It's George Carlin. It's
let's Bill think about Nye, it. The science guy. You understand?
Oh, he's in hell, I think.
Oh, come on, man. For what?
Who's the woman, bro?
P-I-M-P?
Who's the
woman? Oh, who's the female?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. George Carlin and John Stewart saying, listen, shit is about to get even weirder than you can imagine. Okay? You're about to connect to the void, to the all thing, mm-hmm. and you're going to realize some things about reality that's going to shake things up. So get ready for that. But we love you. We're glad to have you back, and we hope you had a good ride. Wouldn't that be nice to hear?
Yeah. I would almost want to hear it in any language. I would want to hear it in Japanese or something for the first time. To simply understand Japanese with the flick of a wrist from John Stewart's mouth.
Oh, John.
This is heaven. This is what heaven would be. It wouldn't be anything like what you fucking think. It would be
right.
an infinite ping-ponging of beautiful curiosities.
It really would be.
Because that's what's funny. People think, oh, I don't want to live forever. I don't want to go to heaven because I'd get bored eventually. What you don't realize about the possibilities of limitless universes is that for every single joy sprouts an infinite branch
of what?
Different joys. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on forever because the capacity for feeling joy is not something that goes away.
It doesn't. No.
Joy tactics.
Well, think about this. You start to feel the joy of cooking, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get into the joy of cookery, pots. That's when you start to go down the joy of having different pots. Then you get into the joy of metal. And from the joy of metal, you get into the joy of metallurgy. And from the joy of metallurgy, you get into minerals.
And from then boom, you go back and you put the minerals back in the pot. Now you're looking at cooking again.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find yourself.
And you can make medicines maybe.
Well,
to put it all back.
Yeah. And then you can.
Then you can what? Jerk it?
No, you can't jerk it in heaven. But you can listen to Green Day and go in a rowing machine.
Damn.
I wanna turn it
Is
for
that what you've been doing at the airport gym?
No, I don't think I have the back strength to do a rowing machine.
Shit.
If you're ever on Martha's Vineyard and you need a workout, go to the green carpeted airport fitness gym. That place is funny every time. God damn it. There is something wrong with everybody on this fucking island.
They're doing different style workouts, like fucked up workouts.
Well, they're doing the spatial awareness is one of the most infuriating things I've ever been around on Martha's Vineyard. Because you go to a fucking, you go to a store and you go to check out, and then somebody else just starts putting all their shit on your counter. There's like a like an entitlement to space here that everybody has. And people like the twice this motherfucking cashier was like, oh, are you guys together? And I was like, no, this random ass person is just putting all their shit down right here because apparently they own right here.
Oh, hell nah. Then, well, that reminded me.
Okay. Yeah.
Next year for my birthday, next year, will you take a motorcycle class with me and then rent some motorcycles to take onto the vineyard and motorcycle across the vineyard safely?
Are you serious?
Doesn't that sound fun as fuck? No freeways?
Yeah, that fucking does. We should do the 9 miles, 9 beers, 9 hot dog motorcycle challenge. Martha's Vineyard motorcycle challenge, ending at Obama's compound. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to show up faded and full, and we're going to crack the case on the gay chef that he murdered in the pond.
Yeah, I've been looking to solve that shit for years.
Do you mind if we test the water for... Mm-hmm. Deceased affair, love right. affair molecules.
All right, man. Well, we all did right. it, man. We made it through a duo episode. Now, the only thing left to do is say what gave us joy.
That's simple.
What gave you joy, man?
That's easy once I think about it. It's probably, oh, you know what? The thunder and the lightning. Damn, there was a massive thunderstorm, kind of similar to how you're saying, like, bam, when was the last time I was wicked sick?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you heard a violent, mammalianly concerning, you know what I'm saying? Like, animalistically yeah, yeah. concerning
sends them
thunderstorm.
Running. Mm-hmm. Sends the warm bloods running.
Yes. And this shit rolled through about 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
That was loud. Loud. Damn,
isn't it so nice to feel that fear? Oh.
You know what? It was, but I'll say it. Due to recent events in Texas, it was not nice. And it right. was.
I did forget about that.
Brought up horrifying
Jesus Christ.
Imagery and thoughts.
Not fun to make light of that. Okay. No. Well, shout out to Thunder for real.
Yeah.
What, you know what's giving me joy is honestly The Amazing Race, dude. Mm-hmm. We just finished season two. We're on season three. And it just made me feel like it might have been better to be our age in the 2000s. Maybe. No phones. They're running around the... I think life is probably always pain. And there's no escaping that. But it was cool to see people running around 2002 Earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going from destination to destination. Man. Okay, guys. Well, we're signing off. We hope you have an amazing week. It's my birthday week, so yeah, you better have a good time for me and check in with me if you can.
Yeah, turn up and enjoy your summer. If you're not enjoying it, just hold on. Please hold on for winter because this is gonna be the best one yet.
That's
right.
No
earthquakes. No earthquakes in what's it called? The Madrid fall or whatever it's called.
Let's pray. Okay. See you guys. All right.
See ya.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.